This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The 170,000-acre East Troublesome Fire is now the state's top priority fire. Incident Commander Noel Livingston says over 700 people are trying to contain it.
A lot of resources came in night before last. A lot came in throughout the day yesterday, and we're anticipating additional resources coming in today.
Crews are trying to keep the East Troublesome Fire away from communities in Grand County, including Granby and Hot Sulphur Springs. The fire is also threatening to move farther east toward Estes Park. State Attorney General Phil Weiser is criticizing a federal settlement that's related to the deadly opioid crisis. CPR's John Daly reports.
The Justice Department announced an $8 billion settlement this week with Purdue Pharma. It follows civil and criminal investigations into the company's aggressive marketing of opioid medications. Weiser says it's unclear how this might impact more than 2,000 other suits against Purdue, including those from the state of Colorado and at least 20 local governments.
Will it mean less money? I don't know. Will it mean obligations for governmental oversight of how the company operates? I'm not sure what that looks like exactly either. So it's a novel and, to our mind, unfortunate resolution.
Weiser and 24 other state AGs said the deal appears to be too favorable for the family behind the company. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
It is 27 degrees, mostly cloudy skies for Metro Denver, going up to 40 this afternoon. This is CPR News.